work for those able to perform it, that we had strengthened the American family, which is the basis of our society, that we had ensured respect for the law and equal treatment under the law for the weak and the powerful, for the rich and the poor, and that we had enabled our people to be proud of their own government once again.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, 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 a song of you come as sweet and clear as the moonlight through the pines. Yeah, man. Other's arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Yes, Georgia, 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 no peace I find, just an old sweet song keep Georgia on my mind.
You have just heard a politician who plays a leading role at the other side of the Atlantic. Guess who?
Vous venez d'écouter un homme politique qui joue un rôle assez important de l'autre côté de l'Atlantique. Devinez qui?
Sie hörten einen Politiker, der auf der anderen Seite des Atlantiks nicht ganz unbekannt ist. Wer war er?
And now, voice number two.
Et voici la voix numéro 2.
Und nun Stimme Nummer 2.
My skin color is white. Most of my countrymen have a dark skin. The land in which I was born contains people whose skin color is different from my own, so you would never guess that I was an African. I write songs and I sing songs about every country in the world. So it's quite forgivable for people to think that I was born in Europe and that I lived in Europe all my life, although I have, in fact, only lived in Europe since 1959. So when people say, "You were born in England, weren't you?" I can forgive them because they all think that I was born in Durham Town.
I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. And that leaving's gonna get me down. Back in 1944, I remember Daddy walking out the door. Mama told me he was going to war. He was leaving, 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 leaving. Now I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. And that leaving's gonna get me down. When I was a boy, I spent my time sitting on the banks of the River Tyne, watching all the ships going down the line. They were leaving, 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 leaving me. Now I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. And that leaving's gonna get me.
I've got to leave old Durham town. I've got to leave old Durham town. I've got to leave old Durham town. And that leaving's gonna get me. La 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 la.
You have just heard a singer who is bespectacled and bebearded. Also when he sings. And that's a pretty frequent occurrence all over Europe. Guess who?
C'était ici un chanteur qui se sert de barbe et de lunettes, aussi quand il chante, ce qu'il fait régulièrement partout en Europe. Devinez qui?
Sie hörten einen Sänger, der sich mit Bart und Brille schmückt, auch wenn singt, und das tut oft in ganz Europa. Wer war
And now, voice number 3.
Et voici la voix numéro 3.
Und nun Stimme Nummer 3.
After a few minutes of silence, Julie said, I have an idea for a movie. It's about a man who tries to make people think as he does. He paused. I said, keep talking. He continued. He's a guy who can walk into the happiest environment and by the time he leaves, succeeds in making everyone miserable. He screws everything up. He meets a woman. He look at me. She's Greek. I said, and he's American. Julie nodded. That's right. He's an American. Wherever he goes, he tries to impose the American way of life. He's not a bad guy. He's just dangerously naive. He's a Boy Scout. She's so happy. He can't stand it. He doesn't think he should be happy. Wait a minute. I didn't have to wait. I knew we had our next picture and that it would be shot in Greece. We all yelled in delight when he said, The story takes place in the port of Piraeus. And if you don't recognize me after this, I will tell you that me and all of you will go all together to the seashore.
Ένα, δύο και τρία και τέσσερα φίλια που φτάνουν στο λιμάνι ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα πουλιά που ήθελα να έχω ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα παιδιά πόσο θα μεγαλώσουν όλα να γίνουν λεβέντες για χάρη του Πύρια. Κι αν ψάξω δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι τρελή να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις πένιες του αλλάζει γεμίζει από παιδιά. Από την πόρτα μου σαβώ δεν υπάρχει κανείς που να μην τον αγαπώ και σαν το βράδυ κοιμηθώ ξέρω πως θα τον ονειρευτώ. Πετρά διαβάζω στο λαιμό και μια χάντρα φυλαχτώ γιατί τα βράδια καρτερώ στο λιμάνι σαυγό κάποιον άγνωστο να βρω. Όσο κι αν ψάξω δεν βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι τρέλη να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά.
όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις παινιές του αλλάζει γεμίζει από παιδιά.
You have just heard a Greek actress who is deeply involved in politics and who has acted in numerous films, but never on Sunday. Guess who?
C'était une actrice grecque, fortement engagée politiquement, et qui a fait plusieurs films, mais jamais le dimanche. Devinez qui?
Sie hörten eine griechische Sängerin, die sich politisch stark engagiert und in vielen Filmen mitgewirkt hat. Nur sonntags nie. Wer war sie?
And now, voice number 4.
Et voici la voix numéro 4.
Und nun, Stimme Nummer 4.
I've been born in Paris. I live in a mountain in Switzerland, a place called Grand-sur-Sierre, in the valley. In the mountain, but in the valley, the province is a valley. It's absolutely beautiful. I came to show business when I was 9 years old, professionally. So you see, how can I say when I start, when I have started singing or the acting? I don't know exactly. It's all mixed up, you know, because, well, I have done that all my life. I guess I've been in about 30 movies. I say I've been because sometimes I've been there only as a guest artist or sometimes to sing one song. Sometimes I died the first in the long series of dying people in the movie, you know. My favorite movie stays Shoot the Piano Player, Tirer sur le Pianiste. I made 30 albums in French, maybe 10, 12 albums in English. I guess I have 6 albums in Italian, 5 in Spanish, and 3 or 4 in German, I guess, so it's enormous. I'm a man made for export.
Entre deux trains, entre deux portes, entre deux avions qui m'emportent, entre New York et Singapour, ma pensée fait comme un détour. Pour me ramener sur les traces d'un passé que j'aimais tant, d'un bonheur qui semblait pourtant de chaque jour, de chaque instant. Et je ressens comme une angoisse dans ma gorge qui se noue, car tout est sans dessus-dessous entre nous. Entre deux bars, entre deux verres, entre deux filles un peu vulgaires, entre l'ivresse et le cafard, ma pensée revient tôt ou tard vers ce passé qui fut le nôtre, dont j'entends toujours la voix, vers tout ce qui fut toi et moi avant que ne meure nos joies. À présent, ton cœur est tout autre, il cherche à oublier tout, faisant le vide tout à coup entre nous. Entre deux draps, entre deux rêves, entre deux fumées qui s'élèvent, entre la nuit, le petit jour, ma pensée vole vers l'amour. Et fermant les yeux, j'imagine que le passé vit encore. Je reconstitue le décor et prends ta bouche et prends ton corps. Et sur l'humble théâtre en ruine de mon cœur, l'amour rejoue tout ce qu'il y eut d'un peu fou. Entre nous.
You have just heard a little thick-set Frenchman, film star, entertainer, and singer. We hope you liked his voice. If not, don't shoot the pianist. Guess who?
Voilà un petit français trapu, vedette de cinéma et du show business. Nous espérons que vous avez aimé sa voix, sinon ne tirez pas sur le pianiste. Devinez qui?
Sie hörten einen kleinen, kompakten Franzosen. Er ist Filmschauspieler, Entertainer und Sänger. Wir hoffen, dass seine Stimme Ihnen gefallen hat. Wenn nicht, schießen Sie nicht auf den Pianisten. Wer war er?
And now, voice number 5.
Et voici la voix numéro 5.
Und nun, Stimme Nummer 5.
My mother tells me that I had a repertoire of 5 songs when I was 2½. I do remember singing a song called I'm Sorry I Made You Cry at a very young age. I'm sorry, dear, so sorry, dear. I'm sorry I made you cry. I'd started in the business very young. I'd gone through all the juvenile troupe stage, you know, like a lot of stage children do. And I'd had years of sort of going around the dance halls and restaurants and Masonic dinners with Dant, with a band called Howard Baker. And then in 1935, I did my first broadcast and my first recording. And it was in 39 that a newspaper ran a popularity poll and I came out on top. So I considered that I'd been working a long time, you know. I mean, there was 4 years, 4 to 5 years solid broadcasting there before the war started and the soldiers voted me their sweetheart.
When the lights go on again all over the world and the boys are home again all over the world
and rain or snow it's all
You have just heard an English singer, famous and loved since World War II. Every time you heard her, it was as though the lights went on again. Guess who?
Vous avez écouté une chanteuse anglaise, renommée et adorée depuis la Deuxième Guerre mondiale. Chaque fois qu'on l'entendait, c'était comme si les lumières, de nouveau, se faisaient voir. Devinez qui?
Sie hörten eine englische Sängerin, die seit dem Zweiten Weltkrieg bekannt und beliebt ist. Immer wenn man sie hört, ist es, als ob die Lichter wieder angezündet werden. Wer war sie?
And finally, voice number 6.
Et voici la voix numéro 6.
Und nun Stimme Nummer 6.
Quite some time ago I was born, and that took place in Denmark. And if you know about Denmark, then you know that the capital is Copenhagen. And I know that because that's where I was born. And I lived a part of my life there, quite a part of my life, until I came to the United States, where I now have a residence. I have a family and I have children. I have 5 children, by the way. Not by the way, I have 5 children. And by some other way, I have 5 grandchildren. I have traveled a lot in the United States. I have been to Europe many times, and I play piano once in a while for some people often enough and for other people not often enough. And the ones who have heard me or seen me by now will probably know who I am. I have initials, of course, but I don't have them with me right now, so I can't give you that clue. I think my accent kind of gives me away. However, if you don't know who I am, I hope that pretty soon you will have an opportunity to watch me perform. Because then, I am certain, you will know who I am. Anyway, I am yours.
Just a minute. One can't remember everything. The birth of Ludwig van Beethoven. That was, in my opinion, about time. Because it was his 200th anniversary, which couldn't have been celebrated earlier anyway. I like to join in the celebration and play Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. I don't play Beethoven very well. And how can I honor him by playing any of his own compositions the way I do? Whereas I play Debussy very badly, and I'm sure that Beethoven would enjoy that very much. First, I'm going to play a short version of the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven.
Naturally, we kept the Dane until the last, our only internationally known entertainer who always performs with the same cast, himself. Guess who?
Bien sûr, nous avons gardé le Danois jusqu'à la fin. Notre seule vedette d'une renommée internationale et qui se produit toujours avec le même personnel, c'est-à-dire lui-même. Devinez qui?
Den Dänen haben wir bis zuletzt aufgespart. Unser einziger Entertainer mit internationalem Ruf, der immer mit der gleichen Begleitung auftritt, nämlich solo. Wer war er?
You have been listening to a number of well-known people and their records. Could you guess who? If not, here are the names. They were Jimmy Carter, Roger Whittaker, Melina Mercouri, Charles Aznavour, Vera Lynn and Victor Borger.
Vous venez d'écouter une série de personnes connues et leurs disques. Vous avez pu deviner qui? Sinon, voici les noms. C'était Jimmy Carter, Roger Whittaker, Melina Mercouri, Charles Aznavour, Vera Lynn et Victor Borg.
Sie haben jetzt einige bekannte Persönlichkeiten und einige ihrer Platten gehört. Haben Sie sie wiedererkannt oder etwa nicht? Sie hörten Jimmy Carter, Roger Whittaker, Melina Mercouri, Charles Aznavour, Vera Lynn und Victor Borge.
Guess Who was produced by Radio Denmark in the oh-so-wonderful Copenhagen. And if you have been able to find the right names, you ought to be rewarded by a first prize of 1 week in Copenhagen, second prize, 2 weeks in Stockholm, or third prize, 3 weeks in Oslo. Unfortunately, we are not able to pay for either the journey or the stay. So, somebody else will have to foot the bill. Guess who?
Devinez qui a été réalisé par la radio danoise dans le dit Wonderful Copenhagen. Et si vous avez pu deviner tous les noms, vous devez être récompensé du grand prix une semaine à Copenhague, le deuxième prix deux semaines à Stockholm ou le troisième prix trois semaines à Oslo. Malheureusement, nous ne sommes capables de payer ni le voyage ni le séjour. Alors, ça doit être fait par quelqu'un d'autre et de plus évident. Devinez qui ?
Wer bin ich war eine Sendung des dänischen Rundfunks, gemacht in, wie man so sagt, Wonderful Copenhagen. Wenn Sie alle Mitwirkenden wiedererkannt haben, hätten Sie im Grunde eine Belohnung verdient. Der Hauptgewinn ist eine Woche in Kopenhagen. Nummer 2 kann 2 Wochen nach Stockholm reisen und Nummer 3 darf 3 Wochen in Oslo sein. Leider können wir weder Reise noch Aufenthalt finanzieren. Das muss jemand anders tun. Vielleicht sehen Sie sich in Ihrer Umgebung nach einem Geldgeber um. Aber wundern Sie sich nicht, wenn er sagt, wer, ich?
Vi har hört Danmarks bidrag till Triumfvarieté.
Över Nordsjön i snöstorm med nerisad rigg själva julafton 72. Surra svensken till Ros, han kan dreja en spak, ropar skepparen. All right boys, lös av. Och mögen blev surrad till Ros på Bluebird som var dömd att bli vrak. Han fick hålle fyrs blänk fast av snöglopp och stänk. Han stod halvblind, han fick den i lo. Och i lä, där låg smögen hans hem, där hans mor just fått brevet ifrån Middlesbrough. Nå, vad säger du, Karl? Går hon klar? Nej, kapten. Vi får blåsa, för här är det slut. Vi har hållit om styrbord. Och brott strax i lä. Ut ur ankarna! Båtarna ut! Men hon red inte upp. Och hon fick ett par brott som tog båten de hade gjort klar. Jag tror nog, sa Karl Stranne, att famin har gått ut emot oss. Jag ritar på far. Båt i lä, båt i lä! Det är far, det är vi. Ja, det är far min från Smögen. Hallå! Båt i lä, sjöng han ut. Ge här, jumpa i, alleman. Vi blir bärgade då. Det var Stranne den äldre, en viking, en örn som på julafton 72 tog sitt renade brännvin ur vinskåpets hörn. För att bjuda det skeppsbrutna på. Hur var namnet på skutan? Spode han och slog 9 supar i spetsiga glas. Briggen Bluebird. Det 10:e glaset han tog. Och han slog det mot golvet i kras. Sa ni Bluebird, kapten? Briggen Bluebird av Hull. Men Gud i himlen, var är då min son? Var är pojken, kapten? För vår frälsares skull. Det blev dödstyst bland männen i vrån. Gubben Stranne tog sakta sydvästen utav. Bara modern kapten denna kväll. Nämn ej namnet på briggen som har gått i kvav. Nämn ej Bluebird av Hull, är ni snäll. Och kaptenen steg upp. Han var grå, han var törd. stormen tjöt. Knappt man hörde hans ord. När han sade med skällande röst till sin värld. Han stod surrad och glömdes om